The 47 families have been displaced from their homes because their homes are so badly damaged that they couldn't return to them. 8 families are still living in a hotel and B&B accommodation. Others have found accommodation in relatives' homes or friends' homes. A few have been housed by the council, but the main problem that we're facing in getting people into to rental accommodation or temporary accommodation is the lack of available housing in Ishan. So I'd be appealing to anybody out there who might have a house that could be emptied, which they feel would be suitable to meet the needs of these people who are going through such a traumatic time, that they could come forward to the council and make that house available.
I'd imagine, especially people with young families and with a new school term just beginning, it'll be important to reinstate some sort of normality back into their lives.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. Look, we families with very, very young children, maybe 3-4 children, and then they're in a hotel room right now, and they're returning to school this week. They'll be making the return to school, and it's just not a suitable environment for kids. So everything about this incident is absolutely heartbreaking. It's devastating for the community in the Shone, but these people need to be housed, and it is just that lack of housing. So we just need people, if they do have a house that they think could be available for maybe 6 months that could be needed to repair these homes, that they could come forward and just open it to be rented for these families.
Is that task somewhat hard in the sense that it could be difficult to get a home that may suit the families in terms of location of schools and so on?
It is difficult. We need some people need to be housed along school bus routes. Obviously, some people might have different needs for very different reasons. But the house may not be suitable, but if it could come forward, have it assessed by the council, it could be of use to somebody. We just need people to come forward.